Midwest weather is not going to be very supportive of aggressive field work as we move forward through the coming week. And the main reason for that is twofold. Number one, the upper level low pressure system that is over the Midwest today is not likely to move very quickly. We'll likely see showers and drizzle occur today and tomorrow before it finally does diminish. But there will only be one day in the Midwest where we're relatively dry, and that's going to be Sunday. After that, the odds are relatively good that a new frontal boundary will move into the region, generating its own set of showers, and we'll likely see that occur anywhere from Monday into Wednesday of next week. Immediately following that, we'll see a deepening low-pressure system in the northern plains, and that will likely intensify enough to bring some warmer air into the Midwest, and quick new winds that will likely help to dry down some of the area, but it only lasts for a couple of days, and then the cold air overruns the Midwest, and we start chilling down again, and there's a good chance we'll see a little bit of shower activity accompany the frontal system as it moves across the region. Again, this all will occur in the latter part of next week and in the following weekend. And the bottom line is that field work across parts of the Midwest, in particular the lower eastern Midwest, will probably be a little on the slow side. Now, I think the Ohio River Valley will probably do better than crop areas between there and the Great Lakes region, where I think the shower activity next week will probably be most significant. Now, don't get me wrong, these are not going to be big general soakings of rain, but with soybeans, you don't want any moisture to occur, and so therefore there will probably be a limited amount of field progress made, but some progress will likely take place. We do expect our temperatures to be a little bit on the mild side for the next couple of days because of the upper level low. We'll expect the afternoon temperatures to be confined mostly to the 50s and lower 60s across the region. As we get into the second half of the weekend, we'll see a little bit of a warm-up take place with 60 and 70 degree highs expected, and those will be with us as we move on into the first part of next week. There is potential that we'll see some temperature extremes getting back over 80 degrees in portions of Kansas and Missouri, maybe even southern Illinois, as we get into the early to middle part of next week, ahead of that cold surge that's likely to be building up in Canada and the northwestern U.S. Our low temperatures at night over these next few days will likely slip back into the upper 30s and 40s, but only for a brief period of time. Most lows will be in the 40s, and we'll probably see a big surge of warmer air pushing into the region on Monday, Tuesday, and maybe Wednesday of next week, with lows mostly in the 50s, perhaps even some lower 60s occurring at that point in time. The big wind storm that's been impacting the northern half of the U.S. plains and some of the western fringe areas of Corn Belt country over the past few days certainly is winding itself down today. We're looking at wind speeds much more reasonable, but in the past couple of days we've seen sustained speeds between 25 and 40 miles per hour, with gusts getting upwards to 60 to 80 miles per hour, and there's probably been some structural damage done in the northern U.S. plains. But for the hard red wheat country, it looks like a rather dry period coming up here. No precipitation is expected from Nebraska to Texas for this first week of the outlook, and the same will probably be true for many areas in the U.S. Delta and the southeastern states, but things will probably change as we move into the second week of the outlook. This morning, a bogus tropical cyclone has been suggested to move into Mexico about 10 days from now, coming across southern plains shortly thereafter and into the southeastern states. If you hear about this, please be very careful. We're not going to be buying into it. We think the models are way overboard on this event. The system probably won't verify at all, and if it does, it's not going to produce the kind of rain that has been suggested in the recent model runs. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.